Van Deren Koch started in the camera club when he was 18 or 19, student at UK. Bob May started when he was 17. And then Van Deren Koch, that was in the 50s. And then Gene came into the club, and Van Deren Koch took Gene under his wing and Bob May under his wing. And when I came into the camera club at age 18, 19, Gene took me under his wing and changed my life. He was a great friend and teacher.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
So I think that that's been part of the camera club ethos, was that it's a group of like-minded comrades, collaborators, and instigators, you know, pushing each other.
There was undoubtedly a lot of room for individual artistic expression. But at the same time, it's pointed out by many that because you were working together, you know, the whole concept of artistic genius rarely develops in isolation. I'd like to bring that up to present day, Lexington, Kentucky. There's obviously something still going on here. It's very strong. The artistic community is growing in many regards. There's many open minds and a lot of collaboration. Are you inspired today? Are you inspired by the current camera club members?
Yeah,
are
continually. You... Continually. There are exhibits every year, every fall, spring, and summer by friends who are painters, printmakers, sculptors, bookmakers, dancers, actors. I mean, it all goes into your eye and brain, and it all, you know, I don't know if it was Robert Rauschenberg said, but, you know, when he makes a painting, it's a product of all he has seen and known up to that point. And I like that because, you know, you fill your head with images every day, whether you want to or not. So if you set out to find really special images, you know, images that have lasting power, that stay in your brain and that are published in books where you can look at them and savor them, or that are hung on walls where you can stand in front of them, it's inspiring me to me to see other photographers' work, to see painters' work, to hear poets read, to hear novelists read. And Lexington is blessed. We have a wonderful group of writers, artists, musicians. I love music, and the music scene here has always been good. So I think there's a history of various people working in various artistic disciplines, collaborating, inspiring each other, that goes back to the 50s and 60s and continues today. And, you know, it makes it a great place to work because you can go out anytime you want and see new work by people that whose work is, you know, takes you aback and teaches you something, whether you know it or not.